God, there's so many ways I could start talking to you. So many subjects I could ask you about that in themselves would be an hour at least. I mean, to really get into it in depth. I think there's so much. Your life is so rich and this place is so amazing. Taos, New Mexico. Your background is so interesting. Let's start with you and I meeting. I guess it was probably 1999 or something like that. I think I came to the circus 3 years, and I think the last year was 2000. So 98, 99, 2000.
Yeah, that's what I thought, 98. Yeah.
So we probably met in 98, and you are not a native of Taos, New Mexico, but tell us about who you are, where you came from, and how you got here.
I came to New Mexico in 91 after witnessing the 1990 or 1989 Taos Poetry Circus, in which I experienced the real effects of the Black Mountain School on, and the combination of that with the beat poetics in the performance of the 1989 Taos Poetry Circus heavyweight poetry bout between Ed Sanders and
Ann Waldman.
Ann Waldman, yeah. Which was a revelation.
Because
I had been steeped in academic poetry, closed form academic practice, which is where I learned. I mean, my interest in poetry was instinctual and came out of my adolescence, and I was the only avenue I understood was academic. So I pursued poetry academically and was trained academically by the formalist, my formalist professor, Lee Gerlach, who had studied with Ira Winters out of Stanford. And he put me through the paces, and I became the editor of the Pequot Poetry Journal there at the university. And
UC Irvine?
University of San Diego.
UCSD?
No.
USD?
Yeah, it's a Jesuit college. And then I won some prizes, and I won the Southern California Chicano Poetry Prize or whatever. And on the basis of that, I got... I won several other prizes, I can't remember. And on the basis of that, I got a Regents Fellowship to Irvine. And I got a fellowship to be in the MFA program, and Charles Wright was my thesis advisor. I was very fortunate to get that exposure, because Charles was, he's now the poet laureate, but at that point he was very linked in with the major poets that would come and visit and teach, and I got exposed to Merwin and Levine, and a number of laureates, Ashbery, and they would teach a quarter, you know, they would teach 2.5 months or something, so I got exposed to, and got to work with these great guys. And then I finished my thesis, and finished my book, and got out of the MFA program, and it took me a year or two to recover. Before I could write a poem again. because of the, I guess you'd call it stultifying effect of MFA practice. MFA activity was just really sort of...
A tightening of the sphincter.
Well, you know, there was 8 or 10 of us in a seminar situation, and we were all, you know, trying to impress Charles Wright or whoever it was. So it was a lot of pressure. And I had never functioned under that. And I was learning all the new things. And that's where I learned about Black Mountain. I hadn't really understood it. I think it was Levine or... Oh, I can't remember who. But when I first heard of it. And it was intriguing because all of my experience had been academic. So I was very much into form, meter, and
then the Black Mountain folks. What did that stance toward poem making? What did that give to you?
Well, I learned about Olson, I learned about Black Mountain, but I didn't investigate it. I just learned about it. I was aware of it. And that was, you know, late 70s. Then I went to work with Cesar Chavez, and he influenced me and put my life in a different direction. But I never stopped writing and never stopped publishing. And even though I had been exposed to the presence and the idea of Black Mountain, all of my education and practice had been academic.
More towards the closed.
Yeah, yeah. And continued in that way into the 80s. And I was publishing and had a couple of book offers and stuff like that. What was that guy in Texas? Anyway, and I, you know, published around, but it was all academic publications. And I did not do any performing. I didn't do any readings for probably 15 years.
So this bout, heavyweight championship bout, between Ann Waldman and Ed Sanders, not only is it more of an open forum, but it's also a very dynamic situation because it's a performance, and not only is it a performance...
400 people. 400 yeah, people. It was great.
And a competition. It was a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. It was entertaining. It was public in a very frank and open way, and it was the total opposite of everything that I had been experiencing in my academic thing. The training and everything that I got was excellent. I had no reservations about the value of how I was trained in poetry academically. But that's only one side. That's only one facet. And the promise or the glimpse that I got of Black Mountain and Olson and all those guys was just a glimpse. And then it closed because I took this other avenue of public service and community activity and legislation. And that's when I was in Washington for 10 years and I worked with Caesar. And, you know, I did a bunch of stuff like that. So I learned how to make a living and make money, which is what I really needed for my family situation. But I never stopped writing. I even won a couple of prizes in the 80s. I think the Wyoming Review Prize and something else.